Y'all ready for the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Here in the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour, we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. It gets a little raw in here, so if you like your sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. All right, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour. We are your gracious hosts, Chris
and Jonathan.
March Madness is underway.
Oh man, it's going well. That millions of dollars that
Warren Buffett
said he was going to do. Nobody's bracket is won anyway. No, that just completely ended. So right. He ain't got to come out of pocket. So I'm sure he's happy, but I mean, yeah, come on, really?
Like the odds was like 1 in 8 million.
It was like a quadrillion. It was ridiculous. So it ain't no way anybody was going to do it. To get it perfect?
Right. You don't have to gamble.
Nobody's going to get it perfect.
It's hard because you got to take risks and kind of like, well, you almost have to gamble like, all right, I'm going to pick this upset here because you know it's going to be some.
And it's been quite a few.
Yeah, it's been crazy. So let's take a look. Jonathan and I put our brackets together
before the March Madness started.
So yeah,
all y'all can hold your horses. My bracket's screwed up anyway.
Everybody is. Let's see. Shoot, start with the first day. I'm gonna look at the scores for the first day. Harvard upset No. 5 Cincinnati.
Yep, I had Cincinnati winning that game.
The North Dakota State beat Oklahoma.
Craziness. Dayton beat Ohio State.
Dayton beating Ohio State. That was the first game. It was like, oh, all right, let's get it started then.
You know what I'm saying? Ay, ay, ay. And then, I mean, you got some of these most improbable wins. Let's just go ahead and just start it off because I picked this freaking team to go to the freaking championship. Duke lost to Mercer. I'm going to say it again. Duke University lost to Mercer. Where is Mercer, you ask? It is in a small little city in Georgia.
Macon, Georgia.
So, hey, props to Mercer. You saw a little white boy getting down like,
yeah, he's doing the dance, the spin.
I was like, that's what you love to see, though. These little small schools who people don't give a shot, and they pull that upset. And for Jabari Parker, for those of you who didn't see his interview after the game, it was some of the saddest stuff I've ever seen in my life. You could barely hear him. They had to put subtitles on the TV because he was mumbling. It's like, what? Speak up, dude. I know you lost, but come on now.
We want to hear what you got to say.
Speak up. So,
how do you feel about taking that L in the first round?
So this is, and honestly, I am enjoying these upsets. Because a lot of them are coming against these big schools who get these one-and-done cats.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, good. Some of these schools who have juniors and seniors are kicking y'all butts and showing y'all how to do it the right way. I loved it. So I hope Jabari Parker looked like he took it really hard. So I'm hoping that will motivate him to come back to school to try to, you know, resurrect this failure that they had. I mean, I'm sure they had championship aspirations, but to lose in the first round, unacceptable. So, yeah, I hope he comes back. I hope it's not one of those things where it's like he runs off and goes to the NBA. Because in my eyes, you still have unfinished business. I'm like, for me, at least get to like the Elite Eight, something.
Yeah,
can't lose in the first round. Yeah, bro.
You got to get to the Sweet 16.
Something.
To at least feel like, all right,
I accomplished that, something. You know what I'm saying? But for a Duke team to lose in the first round, that's crazy.
Yeah, if you're number 3 seed, you lose in the first round, that's terrible. Yeah, and I was kind of sad just because, you know, this is around tournament time, and I like to see all these quote-unquote star players, mm-hmm. You know, make their name for themselves and see, you know, if all the hype is justified. And for him, it's like, well, all right, I don't get to see you play in a big game. Okay. You know, but I was like, yeah, he's going to get his go get your trainer, mm-hmm. go get your agent, and just start preparing.
I hope not, man.
I would. I part of me does agree. Like, God, I wish this would feel like this was 10, 15 years ago. You'd be like, you know what? I'm coming back.
You know what I'm saying? We ain't going out like this.
Right. It usually was like if the team performed well and, you know, I knew I had all this type, all right, I'm going to come
this
back.
This is motivation, man.
Yeah, I'll leave. But if it don't happen, like, well, let me come back and, you know, I'll get this nasty taste out of my mouth. Now it's like, well, I don't want to get injured in college. Plus, I came front. If he's going to be a top three pick, you got to go.
Yes and no, because I'm like, well, if you're going to be a top three pick this year, you're going to be one next year. So what's the problem?
They don't want to take the risk of getting injured.
Because they're weenies. Let's just call it what it is. People nowadays ain't as tough as they were back then. They're weenies, period. They're weenies.
Yeah.
They're soft. The game has gotten soft, very much so. Cat, I don't want to take the chance of getting hurt. And come on. Show some toughness. Show some pride, man. Play injured a little bit. What's wrong with that?
It's all about that dollar.
I jammed my finger. I got to be out for the season. Get the fuck out of here, man. So, whatever. If he wants to go to the league, fine. Go ahead and go. He's probably, in my opinion, he's not going to be, you know, a person who's really going to turn a team around.
No, not
he's a defensive liability for sure. Offensively, I mean, he's okay, but I mean, as we saw against Mercer, he shot poorly. I believe he was 4-14. He didn't really do a whole lot. He's a black hole also. He don't pass much. He doesn't. So every time he touches the ball, it seems like he's putting up the shot. It's like a little Kobe-esque. So, you know, we'll see. I don't know. But I personally think he needs another year in college to solidify his game a little bit more. And I mean, dude, y'all lost in the first round to Mercer. Come back and avenge that, man.
No, I'm with you on that. I'd like to see that. More than likely, it's not going to happen.
Probably not, so deuces.
Yeah, his boy, Hood, I'm like, yeah, you need to come back.
Yeah.
Like, he's a potential lottery pick or mid. I'm like, that ain't
good enough.
That's not close enough. No, you're not a household name.
And nope.
Like, oh, there you go. Lose half your team. Get tired of that. What else was the other upset? Oh yeah,
we had Tennessee beating UMass.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what's the school? SF Austin.
Stephen F. Austin beat VCU.
They was getting down, and I thought that coach was pumped.
How can you not be, Stephen F. Austin?
Right.
I mean, seriously.
I was like, what's SF Austin?
Are they talking about Stephen Austin, the wrestler? Stone Cold?
Right.
No, we're talking about the college. So, I mean, Jeremiah Trotter, middle linebacker for the Eagles, is the one person I know of who went to that school. So, that goes to show you how far they go as far as athletics.
Sam Mitchell went to Mercer.
There you go.
And I was like, oh, that the shit talking comes in. Like,
So, I mean, for those alumni, go ahead, enjoy it.
That's funny. And so many people on Twitter were like, yay, Duke lost, yay. I'm like, damn.
Oh, my goodness, it's funny. I mean, people love to hate Duke. You love it. But I got to commend Mike Krzyzewski. He went into Mercer's locker room after the game.
I saw that.
Told him, you know, how proud he kind of was of them, and they stepped up to the plate. And that's just a class act from a classy guy. I mean,
right.
You lost to, I mean, I, you lost
they
to.
They were the better team.
They were the better team that day. And yeah. you got to accept that.
Right. And he's used to having teams where you've got juniors and seniors in a nice mix of guys that have played together.
That's why I think it's hard for him with this whole one and done crap.
Yeah, you like to build. And I think this is why you see more, quote unquote, upsets nowadays. Because you got teams that have more experience together.
More continuity, more chemistry. Right.
They've kind of played, went through the ups and downs together, and now they finally get to the tournament for like the second time. And they're like, all right, we done played in some big games. Let's go.
And honestly, those teams play a little bit harder.
Mm-hmm.
They really do. So, props to them schools. I'm loving it.
Yeah, man, I'm happy to say with it too.
Mm-hmm.
Some close games, you know. North Carolina pulled it out barely.
Yay! Well, we'll see what happens.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of these big-time power schools are looking sloppy. They're not looking like they're ready to win it.
No, they're not. Through the first round between Jonathan and I in that round of 32, I am up. I picked 24 correct. Jonathan got 22 right.
Eesh. That is terrible odds. That is terrible.
Oh, yeah. And then, of course, going into the Sweet 16, no more Syracuse.
Lost to Dayton. Mac, what?
Dayton in the Dayton. Sweet 16.
Hey, Ohio, throw your hands up.
Beat Ohio State and Syracuse.
I know y'all loving it. Go ahead. Go ahead and brag. So
everybody pull out your Dayton sweatshirts. That's my school.
You ain't never rep that school in your life after you graduated. But now it's like, yeah, that's my college. Mm-hmm. You know.
I was doing the same
I was
thing.
There.
It's like, oh, shit. Hampton upsetting, folk. Where my school gear at so I can talk?
Morehouse ain't never get in the tournament. Oh, sure.
Is there a league? Are they even in a
I thought they were
conference in, that plays?
I don't even know. So we're Division II. I guess we'll be in the NIT or something. I don't know. I don't even know if we qualify for that. But, hey, Stanford, Kansas. Stanford's up right now. About 3 minutes left.
Yeah, we Sunday morning. Yeah, but I already got Connecticut knocking off number 2, Villanova.
And I'm sorry to say, I am low-key pulling for Stanford to pull that upset because, once again, I want Andrew Wiggins to come back to school, feel how it feels to lose. Of course not.
No, he not.
But I mean,
I bet you MB don't come back neither.
My thing is, why? You're dropping 2 points in a game to go to the Sweet 16. You are not performing well in big-time games. Why do you deserve to be a top 2 pick? Because potentially could be good down the line. Michael Olowokandi potentially was supposed to be good. Sam Bowie was potentially supposed to be an all-star center. He got hurt. Greg Oden was supposed to be a star center. He got hurt. I mean, come on. Seriously. So, I mean, the kid needs a little bit more polish. Yes, his athleticism is off the charts. It's ridiculous. Yes, but I think he could develop a little bit better of a shot. His defense can be a little bit better. His rebounding can be a little bit. So, I mean, he has room to improve. So, take your butt back to college and improve. Like I have kept saying before, if you are not dominating at the college level, what makes you think you're going to dominate at the NBA level?
Right.
I mean, seriously.
Well, the reason he's leaving is because if there was no one year
he would have went out of high school,
he would have left. Yeah. And everybody's drooling over him, and he could be ass, and they probably still pick him 3. There's still all that talk of, like, now that he put up them big games a couple weeks ago, now they're like, oh, well, he's back in number 1 status.
The best prospect who nobody is talking about anymore is Marcus freaking Smart.
Hey,
came back to school, did his thing, has good size, he can shoot and all that stuff. He proved he's a leader and all that. Hey. I'd pick that cat number 1.
Even though
your boy.
Even though his team choked.
His team choked. I ain't going to put it all on him, but his team did choke. They weren't able to do it, but I mean, you know.
Yeah, I
made it farther than Duke.
His school reminds me, he reminds me of them guys that I could see him fall into like 10th.
And being a hell of a steal.
And getting to a nice team and then just being like, oh, I'm 10th? All right, payback.
On that Steph Curry.
Yeah, Steph Curry, Paul Pierce. Although I ain't comparing to Paul Pierce, he's going to be that good. But just them, they're guys that fall.
Mm-hmm.
When you're like, really? Wow, he fell?
Yep.
To 10th? Damn.
And you're like, why did he fall to 10th? And this year's Michael Carter Williams. Kind of like, why did he fall so far? Because he couldn't shoot.
Remember that Andre Drummond. We don't know if he got the motor. Let's just
He's immature. Home. Yeah, he's a beast now.
Yeah.
So you never know. That's why, I mean, sometimes if you know a dude is good, take him. I mean, stop. You can't always bank on potential, though.
Mm-mm.
You got to know. Like, I'm sorry. I'm hoping my boy Dougie Mac needs to be a lottery pick. Doug McDermott ain't a lottery pick. I don't know what the problem is. Brother can score like it's nothing. No, he is not the next Adam Morrison. He's going to be a beast.
Something about them white folk. Them white boys putting up hella numbers in college.
Never heard that. Beware, buyer beware.
Who else is it? He'll be Tyler Hansbrough.
He'll be the next Larry Bird.
J.J. Redick.
J.J. Redick's actually been pretty good, though.
Yeah, he's carved out a nice...
He's carved off a nice career for himself. I mean, there's some cats out there, man. You know what I'm saying?
But hey, if I'm Doug McDermott, let me fall to, like, 20th.
Yeah, fall to the Bulls. Please! I am hoping he falls to Chicago. Let's go. Kyle Korver 2.0. Let's get it cracking.
So, yeah, man, I can't wait. This is... We already got some good games. Luckily, my teams are, my final four teams are still intact for the moment.
Well, let's take a look at mine. I have I have three out of my four. I had Duke. Oh, Lord, that was the biggest mistake. But I got Michigan State winning it all, for those of you who are interested in knowing. That is who I picked. Reason being, Chris and I have a cousin who played with Michigan State during the time when there was Jason Richardson, Mateen Cleese, and that whole cat. So and that whole cast. So, hey, I still pull for Michigan State. Plus, I like Tom Izzo as a coach.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, they were ranked fourth, and I'm like, okay, they're gonna have a pretty easy way to the Final Four. I'm sorry, just looking at the schedule. So I mean, I just put two and two together.
Oh, Michigan State.
Man, look at their bracket. Man, Virginia and Coastal Carolina. Okay. They got Harvard now. They beat them already. Who we got?
Well, basically, they got to beat Virginia. Which is probably, I haven't beaten Virginia.
Yes.
I haven't gone to the Final Four.
I haven't gone to the championship.
Cause I just haven't lose. I haven't losing.
They're going to beat Florida.
I have Florida winning it all.
They're going to beat Florida.
I don't know. I had to decide if they was going to beat Ohio State. I was like, I'll go Michigan State.
What?
Sorry, dear. But nah, man, this is what you love, man. I love upsets are part of it. Seeing the young guys party and live it up.
And enjoying it, man. Yeah.
Seeing the heartbreak, guys who thought they was going to win, they just sit there on the ground crying and like, I can't believe that we just fucking lost.
But I mean, those are the moments that you cherish. I mean, those are kids. They're still kids. And I think people tend to forget that. They are still kids, 19-year-old, 20-year-old kids. And, you know, for a lot of them, they put in a lot of hard work.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these kids from these smaller schools, these Weber States and, you know, Mercer College, a lot of these cats aren't going to the NBA. You know, so they just play for the love of the game. They have a huge passion for it. And when they lose and heartbreak hits, it's tough for them. Mm-hmm. It really is. And, you know, and that's why I think a lot of us pull for the underdogs, because you know, I mean, you know Jabari Parker, Andrew Wiggins, they're going to the freaking league.
Mm-hmm.
These guys from Wichita State, honestly, half of these cats ain't going to the league, man. So, I mean, those are the ones you want to pull for, because you're like, you know what? This is probably one of the few times I will ever see them again.
Right, because, the big schools are always going to be in. I mean, unless always. You just pull a Kentucky and just ass.
Going to the NIT.
Right. If you do all right, you're gonna get in.
Yep.
And you might actually get a favorable bracket and seeding.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, I love seeing just the teams that pull it out, love it, and... joy and pain.
So
shout out to them, man.
Yeah, shout out. Congratulations to those who won. And let's continue to keep up these good games. A lot of them have been really close.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of overtimes, games down to the wire. So
Stanford, even though I would pull them for the Pac-12. I didn't have them beat Kansas, but you know what?
It looks like it's about to happen. 33 seconds. They up by six. Upset City.
Yeah, just mess some shit up.
Yep.
Blow them brackets up.
Yep. So let me mark it down here on my bracket. I got one for myself and an actual one. We're going to have Stanford has just beaten Kansas. So now we got Stanford and Dayton.
Wait, did they just beat Kansas?
There is 33 seconds left, and it is 59 to 51 Stanford.
Ooh.
So that tells me unless they pull a miracle out their ass, Kansas is done.
Wow.
So Andrew Wiggins, like I said, come back to school. But I know you're not, so good luck in the league.
Wow. You said
good luck playing for the Lakers.
Yeah. Get your trainer.
You know what I'm saying? Enjoy playing with Kobe Bean and
I don't feel everybody like, don't go to Milwaukee. You're like, man, please. Like, you suck. See, you folks, if you the best, more than likely you're supposed you're to supposed go to
turn the team around.
Go to
Milwaukee and turn them around. Then, it'd be closer to Canada. That's where you're from,
like Kyrie Irving. Oh, I have to play in Cleveland and make $90 million for 6 years. Oh, yeah, this is tough.
Right?
I don't want to be here. Here's 5 years, $70 million. You know what? I kind of like it here. I think I'll stay for a little while. I'll stay for a couple years and then make y'all trade me. But yeah, let me make that on mine too.
And here we go. I should go ahead and tweet it right
Kansas,
now.
Kansas, damn it!
If Joel Embiid played, they would have won. Fine.
Yep.
But you know what? He and Joel should come back and go to school and win them a championship. But you know, it's not going to happen. I'm wishful thinking. That's just wishful thinking on my part.
Nope, Embiid is gone.
With back problems. Go ahead and pick him number one, whoever's stupid enough to do it. Go ahead.
You know somebody is.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let's quickly get into some NFL talk. The biggest news so far is Jets signing Michael Vick.
Wow. And you know what? I tweeted Downtown Black and Brown. He had asked our thoughts on it.
Yeah, shout out to Enrique Black.
And I told him, honestly, I thought it was a good move. I think it's a good move. You got Marty Mordenwick, who Michael Vick has had tremendous success under. His accuracy has improved as he has gotten older. He's in a system where he does not have to carry that team. They have a very good running system. They were, I think, number 5 in the league rushing last year. So, mm-hmm. I mean, they clearly can run the ball. He's going to add an additional element of, you know, being able to scramble as well. Right. They added Eric Decker. Mm-hmm. There's talk that Philly may release DeSean Jackson.
Oh, I've heard that. I thought they might release him?
Yes. They are really trying to trade him at this point, and there's a lot of rumors that if they can't find nobody, they're just going to cut him.
Is it just his... Is it
too much money, man? They re-signed Jeremy Maclin and Riley Cooper. There's a deep draft in the receiving class in the draft coming up. So for a guy, what, 5'9", 5'10", 180 pounds, I'm $10 million a year. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, especially when he was like, he need to get paid more money.
You know what I'm saying? And he already said he's not taking a pay cut. So that has kind of, that's giving him, that just diminished his trade value completely. Because it's like, oh, you ain't going to restructure? Well, I ain't trading for you. I'll just wait till they cut you then.
Yeah.
And so there's talk that he may, you know, go on over to the Jets. Because I guess the Jets are really pressing hard for him. The Jets technically could trade for him. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, they have enough cap room to just take him on. So if they have Eric Decker, you got Eric Decker. You got DeSean Jackson. You got your nice running game. We got Michael Vick. Top 5 defense.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking pretty good. They're looking like they could be a threat to make a playoff run. And Rex Ryan's last year, he got to make a statement.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's all lighting up. So
yeah, and he's come out and said, as of this moment, Geno Smith is the starter.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see how that goes. It's going to make Vic a chance to win it.
I'm sure he will.
In training camp. And, of course, to make all that room, release Mark Sanchez.
About that time.
Failed experiment.
It's about time. We all saw the writing on the wall. I mean, we knew it was going to happen. It was just a matter of when and not if. He finally got his release. Yeah. Whoever's going to pick him up, fine. I've heard Houston Texans. I've heard
he's going to
find a job.
As a backup.
Yeah. or maybe, I guess, a bridge for young quarterbacks that somebody picks. But, yeah, his starting days are pretty much behind him at this point.
Oh, you knew when he got that extension. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, we believe in him. Like, yep. He played ass. And then the year after that, he got hurt. That shoulder injury. And that was it. Damn. I mean, when it just – did they trade up to get him? Number 7, he's
number,
a friend.
Number 5.
Sanchez.
Pick, number 5 pick overall. Yeah. I hated that pick. I was never high on Mark Sanchez to begin with. Even when he was at SC, I was like, he's okay.
Yeah, even had his coach, I was like, he need to come back here.
Thank you. And he was like, all right, I'll prove him wrong. Oh, you okay. We see who's right. Pete Carroll has right. Carroll got a ring.
Hey, first 2 years, you went to the AFC Championship game, okay, you know, based on running the football. And
yeah. You managed the game. You were a game manager.
And when it came for you to make plays, you couldn't make them.
Yeah. And when they put the ball in your hands.
Yep. Year three, it's like, all right, we're going to pass more.
Ugh, yeah. And it regressed badly. And then now 50%
completion.
All we remember from you now is butt fumble. That's just what it is. That will always and forever be one of the best.
Butt fumble.
That will be one of the best plays ever of all time now. One of the best. That will all be on every NFL blooper show, video, or DVD, whatever you want to call it. Yo, butt fumble will be on there. Possibly in the top three.
Oh, yeah. That means, I'm never going
to. Next to the Leon Lett. The ball's down. Don't touch it. Oh, I'm going to try and touch it. Miami scores. They win.
Yeah, that was the best. That was the best. I remember watching that game live, and I was like, what the heck? Is he, he's like, what the fuck is he doing?
I mean,
you saw no Cowboys was around. On the screen.
And then you just see, and then none but Dolphins around. You see him bust through. Oh, it's mine.
Yeah, and then just slide.
What are you doing? And then you didn't even get the ball. Oh, thanks. It's a live ball again. Oh, thanks, dude. Thanks. And then you just see Jerry Jones' face just, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, that is great. Classic. So, Mark Sanchez, good luck to you, sir, in the future. And a move that I like that a lot of people are actually crapping on. I like the Raiders' move to get Matt Schaub.
I like it too.
That move. I honestly think a lot. The Raiders are going to be much better than they were last year.
Mm-hmm.
You've added some veteran pieces. You got Justin Tuck. Got Lamar Woodley. You added James Jones.
They signed James Jones.
So now you add Matt Schaub. I mean,
he's serviceable.
And he's better than anything they had.
He might need a fresh start.
You know,
Terrell Pryor there.
Exactly.
They might draft a quarterback.
They might draft a quarterback, but now they're not pressed to do so early on if they don't want to. And like I said, it's a deep class of receivers, so they might pick a receiver. Maybe get a tight end, one of these top flight tight ends, or help their defense out some more. So they have options now that they can go. And, you know, Matt Schaub is a guy who's been around the league a long time. He can mentor any young guys they bring in. They re-signed Darren McFadden, if he can stay healthy. So, I mean,
yeah, right.
They have much better pieces than what they had previously. Yeah. And now you at least got some veteran guys who can help these young cats out.
I mean, look,
they're not rebuilding.
They're not rebuilding.
They've been rebuilding for 15 years. We know whose division this is. Yes.
We know who's winning division.
We know who his division it is.
I already seen the Chiefs lose a few guys in free agency.
That's fine.
You know.
So did we, but, you know.
San Diego. So, yeah, they'll be all right. They need, you know, you got to slowly move past the Al Davis era.
They've been rebuilding I know Raider fans are like, come on. Been rebuilding for like 15 years.
Yeah, I got off that. I got off that train. It was like I can't take.
Jamarcus Russell, where you at?
Darius Hayward Bay.
He's fast.
Yeah, he's like okay. So no Crabtree.
Jamarcus Russell can throw.
Percy Harvin.
I
hate that joke. It was like get Jamarcus Russell. Oh, but there's this dude that's highly touted named Calvin Johnson
who ran like a 4.43. With no shoes.
But that's why I was like, well, who are they going to get to throw
for? Who's 6'5", 230 pounds. It was, what? You can get anybody to throw. All you got to do is throw the ball in the air. And Jamarcus Russell couldn't even do that.
Nope. I need $50 million guaranteed. Three years later, he's out. Megatron just killing.
Megatron, best receiver in the league.
Yeah.
Next to Larry Fitzgerald.
Yep.
So,
speaking of receivers, Steelers added Lance Moore.
Yeah.
To replace. I mean, this is Emmanuel Sanders is hurt.
Emmanuel Sanders too. Yeah, you went to the Panthers, who their receiving corps is in shambles.
Well, I thought the Broncos signed Emmanuel Sanders.
Not Emmanuel Sanders. Thinking of Jericho Cotchery.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, I mean, for him to replace Emmanuel Sanders, I mean, I guess it's okay move. I mean,
you got to get some depth.
He's an older guy,
mm-hmm.
But he's a veteran guy, so we'll see. And they lost Jericho Cotchery to Carolina.
Yes, Carolina got lost every damn all their weapons. And then you see Cam Newton going to have some surgery, so he'll be out
yep.
for a month. Like, God, y'all had got the number two seed, and it just went down from there. And
down now you're here. Everybody. Now your defensive backfield's in shambles. Your receivers ain't got none. It doesn't look like they'll be repeating as division champs. They got new weapons for Mr. Cam Newton.
No. And, you know, I think New Orleans is still going to be there.
Oh, yeah, New Orleans will be there. Atlanta's going to bounce back.
Yeah, they will. I mean, they had a butt season. But, hey, that may pay off for them in the draft.
Mm-hmm. And then you got Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay's look poised to make some moves.
Yeah, they can't get any worse.
And then, I mean, so we'll see. And then there's all this hooping and hollering about Blake Bortles, and now he's better than Teddy Bridge, and he had the better pro day, and
The Teddy Bridgewater's pro day. I was like, dude, that was...
I don't care!
Well, I'm going to put it this way. It does make some difference.
It makes a little bit of difference, but for people who have been going overboard, like, oh, he needs to plummet. Like, get the fuck out of here, man. Come on. You're throwing in shorts and a t-shirt. Yeah, he had some overthrows. The ball didn't. I mean, Jesus Christ.
It was looking wobbly. Well, to me, you have to, especially for those pro days, you have to at least be average.
Now, they have said for him that he has played with gloves from like high school all through college, and he used no gloves at his pro day. I don't know. Maybe he wanted to prove he could throw it out. I don't know. So maybe that had an effect. I'm not sure. But for me, all intents and purposes, I'm like, look at the film. I don't care what his pro... I don't give a shit if his pro day wasn't that great. Look at the tape.
Yeah.
Look at the tape. The tape says he can throw. The tape says his passes come out just fine. So what's the problem? Because his pro day was a little below average. Oh, he needs to be a second round pick all of a sudden. Get the fuck out of here, man. If he does not go in the top 10, it's going to be another Aaron Rodgers situation all over again. Watch. Somebody go, watch like Cleveland get him in like the 26th pick. Cleveland Browns are now going to the playoffs.
Yeah, I would hope he wouldn't fall that damn far.
I've heard if he gets past like the Vikings that he might plummet. That's fine. Somebody's going to end up picking him and going to be happy.
Somebody who's quarterback unsure will be like, hey, this dude talent, I'll pick him up. Let him sit on my bench for a year or so, and then
3 years later, out. Oh, how come we? Teddy Bridgewater should have been the number one pick, and I'm gonna say I told y'all so. Mm-hmm. Don't listen to me though. Jesus Christ! But of course, Johnny Football got to be. He's number one. Get the hell.
They
out
said
of
even he ain't gonna be number one. He
good, failed. Good, and his pro day is coming up too. He better put on a damn show then, because if his pro day ain't that good. I hope everybody craps on him.
Oh, you know they will.
Because I'm like, you can't do one for one and not the other.
Oh, yeah. He's going. If he bombs his pro day, or if he doesn't perform well, because even if you perform okay, people are like, I don't know.
It wasn't great.
It was just okay.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
Like, you're playing under easy conditions. You should just be able to do this. I'm like, well, if it was that easy, there wouldn't be a need for a pro day because you guys would sit up here bored as hell like, okay, he completed every pass.
Yeah, and I'm like, it's a pressure situation for these kids.
You got all eyes on me. All eyes on me.
Like, everybody's looking dead at you. Examining everything about you. The way the ball comes out. The way you throw the ball. Your elbow was off a little bit. Mm. Like, what the So it's a pressurized situation. So, yeah, sometimes some of these kids, they get a little nervous. Mm-hmm. You know, and things happen. I don't know if he was nervous or not. I'm not sure. But, you know, he's going to be a good NFL quarterback.
He's going to be a first-round pick. He's going to go somewhere. And a lot of times, that's all that matters.
Yep.
And basically, the farther you fall, the better the team is.
Exactly.
So that might outweigh.
The more talent you got around you.
Yeah,
so
that might outweigh not everybody. That may outweigh that check.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, you're trying to win, right?
Exactly. So...
Oh, and then we didn't get to talk about Jim Irsay getting busted for DWI.
Popping pills. Hey, man.
Uncontrolled substance.
Yeah,
and, you know, the team said they have his back in the organization. I'm like, yeah, it's your owner.
Now, as far as punishment, I get he checked himself into rehab. That's all fine and dandy, but We gotta have some.
Roger kind Goodell of, better come fucking hard on. Yeah, his ass. I'm,
and I understand he works for the owners. I get it, but at the same time, we can't hold a double standard here when it comes to players and personnel.
What did your coach get? Assistant coach? That was the GM.
Tom Hecker. Yeah, he's a GM. He was suspended for 3 months.
Yeah, he got him a period of time.
The Broncos handled that. Yeah. They were like, "All right, you done for a while. Right. You suspended indefinitely." So it was like, all right, you know, for him. I mean, he's an owner. He needs to be held to a higher standard. I'm like, you guys are supposed to. You guys run the team,
right?
So if you're out here getting toe up and popping pills, what does that say about your whole foundation, man? And I understand the team has his back, but I'm like, you got to get some kind of punishment. Because if this was a player, automatic suspension.
If you got the player,
automatic suspension.
Four felony counts of possession of a controlled substance.
He needs to be enrolled in the NFL's testing policy also. Substance abuse or whatever it is. I'm serious. He should be automatically. Because I'm like, if players have to be enrolled for smoking weed.
Right.
He's popping pills. Yes, he should have to be enrolled and be tested randomly, just like the players are. They should be held to the same standards. I'm sorry. Actually, owners should be held to higher standards because you're the freaking owner.
Yeah, he's going to have to. He needs to have some form of punishment. If he can't be around the team for a few months or anything like that, something has to happen.
Well, he's already in rehab, and he's given his daughter, I guess, she's running the team for the meantime, handling all the final say for everything. So I don't know how long he'll be out.
Find him, Goodell. Yep. $250,000.
I was about to say half a mil. Boom. You can afford it.
Yeah.
Or you make a $250,000 donation to the charity of your choice.
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Something along those lines.
Because you're
or you make it to the charity of like what you to prevent what you were involved in for like, you know, users or you know, rehab clinics or whatever it may be, whatever it
is. You're not representing the Shield properly.
Nope.
We got to tax you. Come on, man. Y'all quick to do it for a player.
Yep. Real quick. So
so it better be fair. Come on. Just because they paid you like 40-some-odd million, whatever, ding them.
Right.
They got them. We going to forget. Just ding them. Shoot. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, talk some basketball.
Yes, sir.
Phil Jackson, baby.
It's official.
Yep. I saw the press conference. It's official now. Goes to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour. Back, y'all, to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour. If y'all want to hit us up, leave us any comments, any questions, any feedback. Let us know your thoughts on any of these topics. Let us know how we doing. Let us know you enjoy the show. Hit us up, brotherslayman@gmail.com. Leave a voicemail, 323-455-4219. Or you can get at us on Twitter, @brotherslayman.
Yeah, definitely. Hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns you guys may have. Anything y'all want to know. Any topics you want to throw out there. Anything. Let us know. We'll get back at you.
Oh, yeah. So, shout out to Enrique Black, 5 Minutes Away podcast, for that hitting us up with that question. Mm-hmm. Since I'm shouting him out, I might as well start out with him. He was like, damn, Lamar is out of the foreign league with a broke back. I didn't even know he went to play European hoop. Yeah, buddy.
I heard they released him.
Yeah.
Because of a back?
Well, he had a back issue, and I think they were getting close to the end of their season. Mm. It's one of them, like, yeah, let's just cut him right now because he's not coming back. I'm like, damn, bro, you just, that's it.
He's done.
That's
he's
it.
He's done. It was it. I mean, I feel really bad for Lamar Odom with all the shit that happened to him, but look, man, I mean, you got to be stronger than that. I understand you got traded. You didn't want to leave L.A. Dude, things happen. Mm-hmm. It ain't the first time you were traded in your career.
Nope.
You were traded to L.A. from Miami. So let's not act like this is the first time you went somewhere. So I understand you had a foundation here and you had a fan following and all that stuff. Understandable. But also, dude, you went to Dallas. It's not like you went to Cleveland or Milwaukee. You went to Dallas, Texas, to a good franchise. With a great owner, with a good coach, with playoff aspirations, what's the problem? What is the whining for? And now you're spiraling off out of control with drugs and all that stuff. I don't know what's going on behind the scenes. I'm not sure, but I'm sorry, but you got to man up a little bit more than that, dude.
Yeah, man. I mean, I hate to see the spiral turn his career has taken the last few years. It might just be time to hang him up, bro.
Yeah.
I mean,
it really is.
I think. Your NBA career is done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you can get some more overseas work.
Possibly.
But find something else to do.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Sorry. Speaking of your old coach, let's get into it. Phil Jackson officially had the press conference.
Yep.
You know, they were both reading them little statements at first, which for James Dolan, I was like, nobody wants to hear this crap. I don't need your pre-written statement of what's going on. Like, just get to the damn questions.
Seriously. So,
are you going to give Phil Jackson full autonomy?
That's what he said he gonna do.
And he said he will do it.
That's what he says
right
now.
Well, he said it publicly. I mean, I know New York fans is hype and like, it's the best GM we had in a minute. I liked Donnie Walsh more so because, you know, Donnie Walsh was proven to actually build a team.
Yep.
And James Dolan got in that way.
Yep.
Phil Jackson, of course, is a bigger media splash. Gives you more attention. I already seen the stupid questions like, oh, the Knicks have won 8 straight. Is that because of Phil Jackson? Like, are you really? Are we really going here already?
Of course we are. You know it. Yeah. You knew. Once I saw they won 8 straight, it was like, oh, okay. Phil did it.
Yeah, it's the Phil Jackson effect.
Of course it is.
Oh, Lord.
Fine. If that's what y'all want to believe, go ahead and believe it. They're just playing a little bit better at this point. Are they still going to make the playoffs? I don't think so.
Oh, okay. We'll do our weekly checks of the standings. We'll see on that. I think they might get in. I mean, they got a ways to go. They need some help.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But,
I don't think so. I'm not thinking so. Brooklyn, where you at? Because you running New York right now.
Oh, yeah. Brooklyn's starting to play well, man. Brooklyn's starting to play well.
Yes. Atlanta's beating Toronto, too. Go ahead and beat Toronto so we can move up to third place.
Oh, yeah.
Holla at your boy. Bulls are rolling, son.
Yeah, they got a ways to go, man. But, yeah, Bulls is looking nice. With the Knicks, like we talked before, I think
there's a chance. And, I mean, he can
– look, everybody's like, Amare contract next year is going to be worth something. I'm like, yeah, we heard that with Pau Gasol, too. Pau Gasol, $20 million, that's a great trade chip. What happened with that chip? Not a damn thing. We need picks. We need players. Hey, come see, it always don't mean nothing.
It really doesn't. You can't overvalue your own players.
Right. Now, if you're talking about trading to a Philly-esque team where you're like, all right, let me get some young pieces that you don't want for this expiring contract. Yeah, but I mean, if a team that's actually fighting for contention, like, oh, we can use Amare later down the line and he gets some cap space. And like, that's $23 million. Don't y'all want it?
For real, but
Barney, Yanni, Tyson Chandler, we going to have cap room. Like,
I mean, for Amari, though, I mean, his knees are pretty jacked at this point. His defense is terrible. Yeah.
He's actually been playing, though.
He don't. He scores, yes. Mm-hmm. But as far as all the others, yeah.
They put him in the starting lineup. I'm like, well, that was you paying three front court players $20 million. Yes, that was supposed to be your star front court lineup. Shit.
Oh, my gosh. This is
James Dolan. Lee, get out the way.
This is why they ain't going. They're not going to the playoffs.
Nope. Phil is.
Like, Phil's got his work cut out for him.
He was like, they should play Miami. And I was like, yeah, more than likely, out of the two, Indiana will probably mop their ass. Miami, they up and down, scoring. Yeah,
the way they've been playing lately, I don't know.
Yeah, I already read, looking at the games this past week, LeBron and Bosh both were like, this is unacceptable.
We suck. Oh, do you? I'm like, oh, Chris Bosh, y'all suck now, huh? Okay. A little extreme, but.
They've been playing, but they've lost.
Y'all have been playing a week, but I ain't going to sit here and say y'all suck. Yeah. Like,
7 out of 11, they've lost. You know.
They've gotten complacent.
Mm-hmm.
They have gotten complacent. That's what it is. There's no way else to cut it. They don't want to come out and say it, and I get it. You don't want to come out and say that, but honestly, we see it. You're complacent. We know y'all really don't give a shit until you get to the playoffs. So it is what it is.
Yeah, you got Crimson. Like, we suck. We need to turn it around. There's no passion. There's nothing.
Because you're complacent.
LeBron or James, it's too many excuses. Everything is an excuse. We do something wrong, it's an excuse. We don't get a stop, it's an excuse. We turn the ball over, it's an excuse. What we're doing right now ain't good enough. It's very frustrating. We're all frustrated. We just got to get all on the same page. I don't know what we're going to do, but we got to figure it out.
And I think LeBron, honestly, is more pissed off than everybody else because he's the one doing every fucking thing.
Yeah.
I got to score, rebound, assist, steal, defend, and do all that. And y'all can't do nothing else?
Yeah, he's got to be fucking Cleveland LeBron.
And like, this really is not what he signed up for. Yeah,
on that team, he doesn't have to be. Yep. He's already banged up. Mm-hmm. He's got back and ankle soreness.
Yeah,
like, I don't have time to take off. We don't have time to take off. I'm like,
here we go.
And then my squad, let's just sit Duncan and Ginobili out versus Golden State. I'm like, oh, seriously? And then what happens? 13 in a row. Like, goddamn, y'all beat Golden State without Duncan and Ginobili? Goddamn.
Why is the Spurs, man? Like you said, they have a system that they pretty much can plug anybody in at that point, and it works. And it works. That's ridiculous.
They are hungry.
They want that championship.
Yes.
They want it.
That fucking crappy taste in my mouth.
They want it.
And even if we win, I'm be like, damn, we could have won two in a row. But so, hey, whatever. I'm happy for that. On the opposite end, though, the 76ers, now it was 23, now 24 after y'all beat them by 10. 24 straight losses.
You know what the saddest thing is, though? Do you really want to know what the saddest thing is? They're not even last in the East. Milwaukee's worse than them.
Oh, my God.
They've lost 24 straight games, and they're still second to last. Milwaukee is the worst team I've ever seen. They really are. Name me somebody from Milwaukee besides O.J. Mayo.
Andrew Wiggins, that's where you're going.
Thank you. You will be there. They need three times. You might as well just give them the damn number one pick. They need it badly.
Because they don't get it.
They have nobody.
If they don't get a top three pick, I'm going to be like, okay, league. What the
conspiracy
hell?
Theory. If they get like the fourth or fifth pick, that you have just set them back another 5 years.
It's going to be New York. Knicks, Lakers, Milwaukee. You're like, damn, so we don't get Parker or fucking Andrew Wiggins. Like, damn.
I mean, look at this. Look at Milwaukee's team. Jeff Adrian. Thank you. Exactly. Giannis Antetokounmpo. That's that young rookie. He's right. Okay. You got Carlos Delfino. I haven't seen him play this season. You have John Henson. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You have Ilya Sova. He's all right.
He's overpaid.
You have Brandon Knight, who's still young. Mm-hmm. You have O.J. Mayo, who's overpaid and benched. You have Chris Middleton, who's you have Zaza Pachulia. Larry Sanders, who's underachieved ass. Ramon Sessions. Their team sucks.
Yeah. LJ Mayo went there.
Their team is garbage. They had Monte Ellis, and he was like, deuces. Me the hell up. I will opt out. Get me out of here. I will leave money on the table. Just get me out of Milwaukee. Hey. I mean, Milwaukee needs help.
Do you think they're going to break the record? I think the record is...
Didn't Boston set that?
With
Doc Rivers?
I don't think so.
Was that that team?
That lost the most in a row? Well, I know he did that with Orlando when he lost like 20 in a row.
Something like that, yeah. Do I think they're going to break the record? Yes, because they're a young and experienced team who everybody's just going to whoop on.
Oh, no. Cleveland Cavaliers dropped 26 straight during the 2010-2011 season, which was, I guess, the season that LeBron was like, deuces!
So they've lost 24 straight. And that Cleveland team lost, what, 26?
Yes.
They can tie it. They're going to tie it, at least. Their next chance to probably break it is going to be March 29th against Detroit. Because they play the Spurs next at San Antonio, ass whooping. They play Houston at Houston, ass whooping. So they're going to hit 26.
And this is hopefully
hopefully they don't break the 27. And they just beat Detroit. Because they're at home that day.
Yeah, because I ain't going front of them. I'm the Spurs. I'm like, y'all, no. We are not losing to them.
It's one of them
trap games because like you don't want to be that team.
Do you think Popovich might be like, you know what? I'm gonna rest Ginobili, Duncan, Parker.
He gonna probably rest.
Well, let me rest Kawhi Leonard too. I'm gonna just rest my starting five. Do you think he would?
He gets weird like that because I'm like, why didn't you rest Duncan and Ginobili versus the Boo Boo team? But it's like, we playing Golden State. Are we resting? Like, what the fuck?
I'm going to rest my starting five against Miami. What? And we still almost won.
Yeah, I'm like,
of course you did.
He might rest Parker or somebody. Yeah. He don't be caring. But I mean, with his method, the way the season is, he does it the smartest way.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, dude, you resting. Like talent, you're talented guys, like a lot.
He keeps them fresh.
And they still, I'm like, come on, man. Any other team who would like, all right, I'm going to rest Westbrook for this game. I'm going to just pull him out. Like, what the fuck?
And the saddest thing also about this Eastern Conference, the Orlando Magic at 19-51. Still are not technically eliminated from playoff contention. They technically still have a chance. Only Philly and Milwaukee are eliminated at this point.
Meanwhile.
And who on the West is? Sacramento. Sorry, Kings. Utah Jazz. Sorry. And the last place team.
Los Angeles Lakers. I think when the Spurs whooped that ass, it was like, oh, and they eliminated. Like, God damn. Like, y'all was eliminated first. Like, this is like, oh, my God. Laker fans like, can we get this season over with? This is mulligan.
Now, if the Lakers end, what happens if the Lakers end up with, like, the number five pick?
Yeah, because we keep hearing
all you're going to hear from Laker fans is conspiracy theory. That's bullshit. I hate this system. Well, technically, I hate this system. I hate the lottery system.
Because they are
the number one, though. I love the lottery system.
Here, the fun part is technically they have the fourth worst record.
Yep.
So
they don't get the most balls.
We know in the first three picks can go to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I remember when Houston got Yao Ming. You were like, Houston got the number one pick? I mean, I think it was Cleveland. I think somebody else before. I remember when Cleveland got LeBron James, they were the weakest team.
Yeah.
Other than that, the sorriest team has not gotten it.
Nope.
Otherwise, Bobcats should be a lot better than they are.
I think it was it the season that Kevin Durant came out that Boston had like the worst pick? I think they ended up at like number five or some shit. It's weird how it works.
Yeah, because the thing is, them first three picks can go to whoever, and then from then it's just in order,
pretty much.
So I mean, if you're like, I ain't gonna lie, if they want a chance, I love watching the actual numbers of who didn't pick. Because once you get to
it's that suspense factor.
Yeah, once you get past number six, and you're like, okay, this team should be marked off, and they not.
Yeah,
and you're like, okay, somebody keeps
And it sucks when does it suck?
The number four pick goes to the Charlotte Bobcats. You're like, damn.
And then every blue moon, you'll have a team who's like at like eighth or ninth, and they're still in it for like the top three. And you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, and then and the Golden State Warriors get the number two pick. That's bullshit.
Like, I would expect the Lakers. I mean, this is my argument.
The Lakers should get a top three pick.
Yes. Lakers should be in the top three, and they should get something fine. But them, you know, hearing on the radio, they're like, well, they have to get a top three pick. I'm like, well, stop telling me this draft is deep. If this draft is deep, that means I'm picking in the top 10,
exactly,
I should be getting somebody of quality. He may not be, maybe he's my number three guy. I don't think there's a number one in the draft.
Nope.
But you should be able to at least get somebody who can be a starter on your team.
Yes. I mean, it's not going to be like
minimum a six man.
It's not going to be like last year with Anthony Bennett. The draft is better than that.
Yeah.
But as far as like a star that's going to come in and just turn your franchise around, there isn't one.
Yeah. There's no guy who's going to take you from 20 wins to 38.
This draft is deep on potential.
Yeah.
That's what is deep. That's what is deep on. It has deep. For potential reasons, yes, it's deep.
Yeah, that's the P word that sports fans love to hear. Potential.
If you're talking about, you know, the previous drafts that Chris and I had mentioned that are some of, like, the deepest drafts of all time, it ain't one of them. Ain't no Allen Iverson. Ain't no Kevin Durant. Ain't none of these cats ain't in
no
this
Hakeem,
draft.
No nothing.
Ain't no Jordan. None of that stuff is coming.
Ain't no LeBron. No Carmelo. No.
So whoever you get, you're going to have to wait a couple of years for them to develop. To really reap the rewards.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that point, it's like, well, can we afford to keep them now? Because that's what happens.
Oh, yeah. And with the Lakers, you know, of course, with Phil Jackson officially leaving, and now we've got all this drama. Now we got to do damage control.
Yep.
So, Jenny Buss came on the radio out here, was answering some questions.
On Mason and Ireland.
Yeah, came out and said, one, there was no role here for Phil Jackson, and I
respect it.
Yeah, I agree with her.
I respect that. She, you know? What are you supposed to do? Just create a damn role for him that doesn't exist?
Yes! I mean, all them people, yeah, that was an answer. Yes, you don't let somebody like Phil Jackson just leave. I'm like, well, do you put him ahead of Mitch? In this organization, he's not going to get the same pull he's going to get with the Knicks. No.
He's just not.
It wasn't going to happen. There is no...
First of all, there's six siblings that own that Laker franchise. Right. He ain't above all six of them. Right.
James Dolan been the owner of the team for a minute. This isn't like, well, we just changed ownership and all that. And then, you know, from what you told me, Jenny Buss came out and said, I am the final say.
And I was like, wow. Because it was like, okay. Honestly, that's what I have been wanting to know. And I'm sure a lot of Laker fans have been wanting to figure out, like, who actually runs this motherfucker. So she came out and said she has, when the ultimate decision falls on her. So she has the final say. She said she approved the Kobe Bryant deal and all of that crap and all that stuff. So for all y'all Jim Buss, want to crap on Jim Buss all the time, we can now take a step back and say, you know what? Jenny gave the final go ahead on those decisions. So he can present them, but now we know that it's her decision. So, if things go wrong, is it fair to say we now kind of got to look towards Jeannie as opposed to Jim?
Yes, and Jeannie will get a little more leeway because I'm going to find that article. That was an article that they mentioned on one of the stations that I think USA Today did on the kids. And somebody was speaking on the family and all the stuff they're dealing with. It sounded like one... Jenny Buss was the best business person as terms of his kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's because she is a daughter, because she's not the oldest. Maybe Jerry Buss didn't want to entrust her with that full-on power. But if it goes bad, yes, I'm going at you.
Mm-hmm.
Do I go at Mitch? Because I'm like, Mitch, are you making these decisions? Are you the one, you know, making a final decision on talent, picking these guys? You know, if you're just sitting there and like, well, I'm the one who has to be the face and talk and, you know, schmooze and make everything sound all right to the Laker fans and everybody out there. Man, I need you to be making decisions. I agree. The whole thing with Jim Buss, I was like, I want to know what things he has done that have been asked. Like, what is his specific mistakes that are on him? Because the coaching situation from jump has not been handled well.
Nope.
If you say, if you want to say that's on him, okay. Getting rid of a lot of the longtime staff of the Lakers that were there, yeah, I didn't think that was a good move.
Mm-hmm.
Phil ain't coming back. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I never believed it. You can't keep leaving, taking a 1 year sabbatical, and then like, oh, I'm ready to come back. Like, nah. Not gonna happen.
Yeah.
And of course, we heard the league said they made some contingencies to make sure that there's no as they said, collusion or no shady shit going on between the Lakers and the Knicks in terms of moves and whatnot. And I mean, I don't know who the hell the Lakers want on the Knicks, and vice versa. Yeah. But Knicks and Lakers are in the same position to me. They're like a year apart because Lakers have already signed their star player to a huge ass contract.
Yep.
The Knicks need to sign a star player to a huge ass contract. Yep. The Lakers are finally getting these large contracts off the books. The Knicks are 1 year away from getting these large contracts off the books, but they still are not the most desirable.
So here we go. I found it. She said, and I quote, I'm the boss. He said, I am responsible ultimately for anything with the team and decisions that are made, end quote. So there you have it. She's running the organization. So now a lot of us can say, you know what?
Yay!
The one we all liked and wanted is now officially the face of the franchise. Apparently she's been the damn head of the franchise. So some of these decisions, now I got to look at Jeannie and say, what the hell are you doing?
Right.
Why are you paying Kobe Bryant $50 million and he ain't played a game? Right. What is the problem? So
what is going
on? What's going on, Jeannie? What's happening?
Yeah, and with Kobe, all this talk, you need to, you want to do something, tell Kobe Bryant to shut up. I had this conversation with another dude on Twitter, and he was like, Kobe is making it hard for people to come. You just keep talking about what you going to do and how guys got to be played, and when I come here, I'm going to teach them how to be, like, back up.
That's what I said. This is why everybody's like, we going to get this guy and that guy. People don't want to flock here with Kobe.
No.
Just because it's L.A. don't mean everybody's coming. And I heard Jeannie, too. I still don't know why Dwight left. You really don't know? Really? Really? Okay. Well, then you're just as naive as the rest of them.
Really? I'm like, here, let's take a look.
let's go through the ways.
Here, I'll just tell you right now.
Let's count the ways.
You have a 35-year-old injured shooting guard.
Mm-hmm.
Who is all me. It's about the Lakers, but it's about me. It's my team. You do it my way, or I'm cussing you out. You know, we've seen how he dissed Smush Parker.
Yep.
And that supposed joke that he did with Nick Young was like, oh, I don't talk to teams 2,600 games under 500. He's like, what? Is that supposed to be funny? Because it's not.
Yeah.
You know, versus Houston, James Harden.
Yep. He wanted to win.
Right. Mid-20s.
That's why he left.
Chandler Parsons like, yeah, I want to win. I mean, the same people crapping on Carmelo.
Yeah.
Carmelo could technically be like, all right, you know what? I believe in the Knicks organization. I'm going to, you know, unfortunately sacrifice this year knowing in the next two or three years we're going to be competing for championships.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's stupid. Why would you do that? Why would he resign and then wait? So, same thing with the Lakers. Kobe Bryant, I don't know his injury situation. You can't go and get somebody else. Houston has the cap room to sign me. They've already got a stud. And Houston is what? Like in the top five in the league?
Yep.
So, there's a backup for me at my position. I mean, shit, why are he leaving? Like, because your ownership is in flux. Your star player bosses me around.
And your coaching is terrible.
Yeah, and your coach is ass. And like, and your coach does not like players that play my position. He doesn't know what to do with a player like me versus Houston, who's a big man.
Who's coached by one of the best big men of all time. Come on.
That was easy.
Seriously. And now you got Hakeem helping out the organization.
The Lakers. Okay, well,
so what?
It's Texas and no state tax.
Thank you. And I mean, for Carmelo, the reason I say if it's about winning, he will leave New York is because those were his words. He said it's about winning. So, if you don't back up your words, you will go somewhere where you can win. It's hard to leave that money on the table. Yeah. I get it.
And it's hard
and
to
I
leave.
I give Dwight props for doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to win, that's what you got to do. Dwight proved to me he wants to win.
Right.
He wants to try and win championships. Fine.
Yeah, he wants to go a place where you feel more comfortable and maybe feeling like he's a little more wanted. And he has been.
Yeah.
And he's been playing well, you know, what, a year or
he's
two
pretty
removed.
Much back to the same Dwight he has been. Mm-hmm. He's best.
Right.
One of the best top two big men in the league.
Right. If he was with the Lakers now, it'd be work.
Yep.
He wouldn't be in the playoffs and like, how long is it going to take for me to get there? You know, now he's in the mix. They're not better than Oklahoma City or San Antonio, but they are in the mix and they're on their way to getting better.
Yep.
So, Lakers, Jeannie Buss says she the one.
Yep.
Happy to hear it. Kobe Bryant, be quiet. Just get healthy. You know, I'm going to make people pay for, like, just play. Let me see you do something. Can you, let me see you play 20 games.
Right.
You played six and you got hurt. Okay. You get hurt, you get one more, you injury prone.
Yep.
You know, because I saw Westbrook got hurt. I read he's all right versus
Toronto.
Yep.
But now the question is he going to be the same? I mean, he's constantly injuring his knee, man.
Yeah, and it's fucked up because it seemed like he was, once that thing happened last year, it's just been hard for him to get back. And it may take him a year or so.
That's why you guys can't rush.
That's why, yeah, you got to be
cannot
smart.
Rush. I'm dealing with it with Derrick Rose. You can't rush these cats back.
You said you're monitoring his minutes, which is good. Yeah. You know, you're in the top two. You don't want to lose. You don't want to go further than second. And they'll be fine. I mean, KD went for 51 in the game.
And a game winner. Boom!
You know, you don't want to be like Andrew Bynum now, out indefinitely with soreness and knee.
Yeah, you talk about injury prone. You talk about injury prone. He's injury prone. Which is why I said I wouldn't give his ass any guaranteed money.
Nope.
Heck no.
It's only like $1 million or something.
That's it. And so now he will be riding bench. Wasn't there some picture around tweeted around about him, like getting his hair cut during like the middle of the game or something? Like
during the middle of the game? Yeah. I saw him get his hair cut. I didn't know it was
halftime. So that goes to show you where his
mind, is he competing with J.R. Smith for like dumb stuff NBA players do. Like, really?
I don't know, man.
And that's why you're just sitting on the bench.
Exactly. That's why you're,
yeah,
your career is over.
Ian Mahimi, yeah, you can come out. Andrew Bynum can be the third string
pretty
center.
Much, exactly. Jesus. That's all he gonna be.
So, yeah, looking at the Western Conference, at the standings, you know, my Spurs clinched a playoff spot.
Oh, whoopee.
Two games ahead of Oklahoma City for second. Clippers are four games back. Fourth is Houston, who's a game and a half behind the Clippers. Mm. Portland is now two and a half in their fifth place. They're starting to slip.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, teams are starting to catch up with them. Golden State, who beat them earlier in the week, only a game and a half behind them in sixth place. It's still shocking to me to see Golden State in six. I'm like, six?
Wow.
You know, Dallas creeping up.
Mm-hmm.
Game and a half in seventh. Game and a half behind Golden State.
And then the Memphis Grizzlies.
Mm-hmm.
A half game behind Dallas.
Yep.
It's close,
and
man.
A game ahead of Phoenix for that A spot. Who has Eric Bledsoe back?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. It's getting dicey.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I said Kevin Love, it looked like he might be leaving.
Yeah, unfortunately. I mean, they can't win for whatever reason with him.
No,
I don't get it. I don't know.
I don't get it either. I mean, they better have one more try in them.
Yeah.
The Laker fans got something to cheer about. But they're basically, that's it. It's basically nine teams fighting, and below them is Denver. They need help. New Orleans, hey, beat Miami.
Hey, Anthony Davis is a monster, dude. He is the go to dude.
Mm-hmm. He's
the guy.
He has officially entered himself into the mix.
Got three straight 30-10 games.
Best power forward in the conversation with Aldridge, Kevin Love, and Blake Griffin. Mm. I mean, the dudes are actually like, if you was gonna take one of them now in the draft, who would you take? You like Anthony Davis because
he's the youngest,
right? He's the youngest.
And he's balling.
He can play defense.
Yeah,
and he's got a good offense too. His team can't win.
Yeah.
But he will be signing a max extension, of course.
Oh, yeah, of course. Without question.
Of course he will. And then below them, you got Sacramento, Utah, and your Los Angeles Lakers.
All three eliminated from the playoff extension. So.
And in the East, Indiana's got a nice three-game lead ahead of Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're 9 games ahead of the third-place team.
I mean, come on.
Toronto, Chicago. I guess right now, Toronto hold a tiebreaker. I guess.
I don't know. To be honest,
but they're both tied for
they're neck and neck.
Yep, Chicago was pushing, man.
Let's go, man. Joakim Noah and them boys. Let's go.
Brooklyn's a game and a half behind. Brooklyn, you know, they started off rough.
They stepped their game up.
They are starting to get back in that mix, and if I was them, I'm pulling for Toronto.
Honestly,
I'm pulling for, like, I want to play Toronto. I would not want to play Chicago again.
Yeah, rematch time.
Yeah, nah. Even though they may, I wouldn't. Just give me Toronto.
Especially, yeah, because, I mean, you have a team like Toronto who they're young. Right. They're inexperienced when it comes to playoffs. You got the Bulls who pushed y'all to the limit
right
last year. And they're battle-tested. Yeah. And you have older veterans.
Yeah,
and you know we're gonna get warm,
right? And you may want some get back for losing. But I'm like, you know, Chicago has the better system.
Yep,
and they're going to play defense.
They're
going to
lock y'all down
and wear it down. Yeah, let's just come on, Chicago, get that number 3 seed.
And then the Wizards.
Wizards slowly making run there, game behind Brooklyn.
That actually would make me kind of nervous playing them in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
That would make
they've been looking nice. Charlotte's at 7th.
Let's go, Charlotte. Give it to Miami.
Al Jefferson.
I'm about to say they got Al Jefferson, who was about to drop 40 on Miami.
Yeah.
Like it's nothing.
They just won't
and then everybody else going to do nothing. If Charlotte can win one game, that's a great season for them. Because have they ever made the playoffs?
Yeah, they made it that year.
Yes, they did.
Steven Jackson.
With Jerry Wallace. Yes, they did.
I mean, for them,
they're making strides.
Yeah. You signed out Jefferson. You win the playoffs.
Big pickup for y'all.
Mm-hmm. And he's been showing off.
Arguably the best pickup of the offseason. Yeah.
He's been motivated.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to see what they can do. I like seeing the new teams in the playoffs and seeing what y'all going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Kemba Walker hooping. And then, you know, Atlanta is holding on 8th.
They're trying. Holding on strong. But,
you know, even their coach should be in the mix. He's in the mix. I'm coach of the year. Mm-hmm. Atlanta, I was like, they ain't making jack. I mean, they were third for a minute, but they still holding on.
Yeah.
You know, New York, 3 games behind. Just win streak is coming at the right time. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Phil Jackson. And then from there, Cleveland.
Okay, from there at that point. Cleveland's seven games behind.
And New York hasn't even won 30 games yet. You're 29-40. God.
And then to round it off, you got Detroit, Celtics, Magic, 76ers, Bucks. Like I said, the Magic technically aren't even eliminated from playoff contention, which shows you how sad and pathetic the East is.
Magic, Orlando needs some help. They need to get in. They need to get the number one pick. Shit.
The sad thing is, this is what's killing me, is that the 76ers have lost 24 straight games. And they're only 4 games behind Orlando, and they're still not the worst team in the East.
Nope.
My God, Milwaukee.
They're actually a game and a half ahead of Milwaukee.
God! Milwaukee is garbage. Oh, my God. They haven't been good since what? Since the Big 3.
Yeah, since you had Glenn Robinson.
Ray Allen and Marbury. Was it Marbury?
Was it?
No, it was Yeah, it was Marbury, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't Sam Cassell.
No, yeah. Sam Cassell, my bad. The alien.
Hey, George Carl and them. Ever since they made that conference final, it's just been ass.
They had Michael Red. They had some chances, but no.
They are bad. And last thing before we close out. We've been saying it on here. Shout out to Big B and Deep Show. He was saying it too. And now Commissioner Adam Silver is saying it. We will be seeing in the next 5 years some corporate sponsorship logos on jerseys. So let's get ready, y'all. Had a little patch with staples on it or whatever the hell.
Why? What? That's going to... What?
The NBA...
How is that going to work?
They're going to stick it like...
So what, are they going to wear shirts?
No, what I think is the same way they do like the rest in peace patches or like the calendar. Anytime you got the little logo on the sleeve. Well, you know they're going for them little sleeve shits. So I don't know what they're going
to do. Those are garbage.
You know we hate them.
You just don't rock them soccer shirts.
But I would expect like how... I think the last time I saw it, the Lakers had the JB for Bus when he passed.
Oh, yeah.
They'll have something like that, or however they do, like, anytime they do something for, like, the Cancer Society or anything like that, they'll have one of those. And I think it's going to start small. I wonder if they're going to get, I'm like, are the teams who own the stadiums, are they going to have a joint? We're going to see, the Staples logo, mm-hmm. This red Staples logo on them on on them gold jerseys.
Oh, God. Hey, one more topic.
Money.
One topic before we head out. For those of y'all who enjoy the baseball season, it has begun.
Mm-hmm.
Dodgers swept the Diamondbacks in Australia. I don't know why they started the Major League season out in Australia, but that's fine. Mm-hmm. Dodgers won. Yasiel Puig, though, is having some issues already. Two games into the season. Had some words with Adrian Gonzalez. Apparently, they were going at each other in Espanol. And Puig, I guess, is still showing some immaturity. It's starting to really take its toll on the clubhouse. They're really starting to get annoyed. You could tell Don Mattingly as well is really starting to get irritated with his antics. And at this point, I have to ask myself, do you consider moving him while he's young, while his value is high? And
not yet.
See what you can get.
Not yet. They're going to hold on to him to see what's going to happen. But if he starts getting in the way of them winning a World Series, they might have to.
Because apparently some players, he made some dumb plays last night that cost them some runs when the game was pretty much out of hand and it started, the other teams creeping up a little closer. So you're like, what the fuck? So,
his talent.
His talent. You love his passion.
Right. And he's raw. You just got to, like, reel
him
in.
You
got
to hone it in. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got to tone it down a little bit. So, shout out to MLB. Let's get this season started. Let's go White Sox. Let's go. I'll let your boy.
I hope Dodgers do something. Let's hope the Angels don't suck again, at least.
Hey, Mike Trout. Yeah. You better do something. You better bring them back. Mm-hmm. You and Albert and Josh Hamilton. How y'all got all them and y'all can't win?
Because it's hurting over
there. Of course. As usual.
Just want to give some Twitter shout-outs. Shout out to James Johnson at JWQB. Hit us up and said the football analysis was on point last episode.
So thank you, sir.
Appreciate that.
Appreciate that.
And shout outs to Mahogany Sings and Blues at She Be Show Nuff from the Nerdy Black Chicks podcast. Says listeners of Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour, check them out and give them a thumbs up.
That's right.
And then she was like, I enjoy your show, and anyone who doesn't know about it should know. Support your own. Appreciate that.
Right on. That's the message right there.
Oh, yeah.
If you ain't heard it, listen to it.
Yeah, she's not a sports head like that. So that means a lot. If you're not into sports like that and you're checking us out, it means we're doing something right. So we appreciate
that. Hopefully we can keep y'all tuned in. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. So please, we love to hear your thoughts once again via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, on Twitter, @brotherslayman. Leave us a voicemail, 323-455-4219. You can find our podcast on Stitcher and iTunes Radio under the Black Is Network of podcasts. Please make sure when you're checking us out, check out all the other shows that the Black Is Network is providing y'all. The Break, hosted by Casey Lehman.
Come on, sister.
Of course, she and T, the Brown Girl Hour with Casey and T, which is getting a lot of love. It's a great show. The Jam with Merc 80.
The Jam.
We had Zoe on the last one. That one was cool. Mm. You got a new one coming for you this week. And we got Coach Connection with Brother Malcolm.
Brother Malc.
You know, we're trying to give you a range of everything, man. It's the network. Anything y'all have a taste for, you can find it here at Black Is.
Yeah, definitely. We definitely thank y'all for tuning in. For the new listeners, thank you. Appreciate y'all listening. For the longtime listeners, thank you for continuing to listen to us. Go ahead and tell everybody about the Brothers Lehman Happy Hour. Your mamas, daddies, sisters, cousins, brothers, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews, dogs, cats, ducks, chickens. Let's see, roosters, lizards. Just go ahead and tell everybody about the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. And we have been your hosts, Chris and Jonathan, where we're giving it to you strong and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all. Holla. Ever since I was a youngin', up in my grandma's house, watching the Mac, reciting the bad light. But what you talking about? Dropping a switch, hitting a lick, trying to get rich, off in this bitch. Dropping my top, I'm popping my trunk, I'm whipping my wheel like I'm whipping my grits. These niggas ain't shit, these niggas ain't real, these niggas is frauds. Most of these haters been cuffed and crushed and loving all on these bars. So I pull a car, slam a door, break a hole, die. Run a throw, till it's so, pay that hoe, ride. I say, hold up, damn, Crit, that fucked up. I know it, they say, hold up, damn, Crit, let pull up. I throw it, feeling good, feeling great. How are you? So much bass when I pop my tape. Can't feel my face. Can you feel yours too? I got this here. I got this here. Might have to chop that up. Put pussy with. She swap the dick. Might have to mop that up. She say what's happening. I'm trying to fuck. Might have to prop that up. Bop that up. Cock that up. Don't act on shop. Bitch, slop that up. I need that. I want that. I'm by that. What's happening? I seen that. I bought that. I own that. I'm snapping. Y'all niggas ain't talking about nothing. Y'all niggas ain't talking about nothing. Not a thing, not a thing. Y'all niggas ain't talking about nothing. Not a thing, not a thing. Y'all niggas ain't talking about nothing that I can't do, that you done, that I ain't did. Ain't nobody tripping on your hoe. Amen to that. Ain't nobody tripping on your hoe. I give her back, cut her slack, let her go, cause she was in the VI. Ain't like I be asking for attention when I be out. So much tit that I can't see. I stress it buses with they feet out. If you ain't sucking the bucket, you should keep out. Shoot the kind of beard when they bust it, gotta be by. She ain't got a bag if she looking, I can see by it on that GI. Drop your T-top, hate her, tend to leave out. A bottle serving popping, shout it, look at all that we got. Look at all that we on, tell them flawless be gone. Fuck what you been talking about, that couch I put my feet on. Ain't no love for these haters, ain't no love for these fakes. I was born in the country, I ain't tripping on a snake. I was fishing for some bitches, all I ever had was play. If you think you got a problem with it, tell it to my face. Yeah, I need that, I want that, I'm by that, what's happening? I seen that, I bought that, I own that, I'm snapping. Y'all niggas ain't talking about nothing. Not a thing, not a thing. Y'all niggas ain't talking about nothing. Not a thing, not a thing. Y'all niggas ain't talking about nothing. Not a thing, not a thing. Y'all niggas ain't talking about nothing that I can't do, that you done, that I ain't did. Beep.